Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the voice of the local announcer, and this is Tom Fitzmaurice, and it's time for the food show. Every day we sit down and we talk about eating, about restaurants, about cooking and wine, cocktails, the entire range of it. And if you want to share us anything that you've ever enjoyed a lot, call us and tell us about it, and tell us. And the phone number is 260-6368. Are we still having a little problem getting getting heard over there? You okay? There we go. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't know if we've had. Oh, you know who it is? It's. Mary Ann is here.
Yes.
Again. And
as always, every day.
And here you are again.
And here I am. Yes, indeed. Hi, folks. We have a great bunch of stuff to talk about today.
Tell me about some of it.
Well, we have last night was a busy, busy night after the show. We went to the Dixie Brewery reopening, which was
fantastic.
And then we went after that to Andrea's 35th anniversary.
Yeah.
So it was busy stuff for us last night.
Yeah, and did you like it?
Much to report. So it was fantastic. Tom, I wish you'd stop writing those little knobs.
I tell you truly,
I do.
Yeah, well, that seems to be.
Okay.
But anyway, we'll see what we'll keep working on it as we play around and see if we can find it. I don't know why.
I wish we didn't have to play around. I wish
Me
we could
too.
Just do the show.
Well.
Yeah. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. If you would like to chat with us about that or anything else, the party last night was just really, really nice. It was, first of all, highly recommend a visit to the New Dixie Brewery, which opens tomorrow officially.
And they're having, I hear, that a big, big, big to-do is going on there today.
No.
It's not open
to anybody. No, it's open to some people, but it is not open to the public. It opens to the public tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
Well, they had one for a VIPs. How I got on that as a VIP, I don't know.
But it was a really nice party.
It was a great party and a great crowd of people and
great food
and Dixie beer.
It was really, really nice. I just am so impressed with the new place and the facility, and it's going to be great. It's going to be a great time to go out there. I'm not a huge beer drinker, first of all.
How big are you?
And I'm not impressed, generally speaking, with any kind of beer tour. But tour or not, just to go out there and see what they've done is worth the trip. The food is going to be great. It's the tap room has contracted with a place that I really do like at all of the little markets around town.
Yeah, we've got
It's called Fête aux Fêtes.
Fête aux Fêtes?
Nope. As in I'm going to fête you. Fête aux Fêtes. And they have they're at three markets, the St. Rock, the Pythian, and the Auction House. But now they're at Jack's Brewery, and the menu looks really good that they're going to be serving at the tap room. And the food last night was great.
I thought so. Yeah, it was. There wasn't a lot of different things, but what they did have out, I thought was pretty classic.
it was going to be nice. Yeah. We also have Peggy Scott Laborde on. She's going to be calling in today.
Oh, no kidding.
To talk about her documentary about Dixie Beer, which airs on Tuesday evening on WYES. They were previewing it last night in the theater. There's upstairs. You go into the brewery. Mm-hmm. You walk right into the tap room, which is the whole first floor. There's like a little shop, and then the tap is right there where they'll be serving six different brews. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. They really run them up.
Dixie's coming into the 21st century.
Yeah, so there it is. It's a lot better than it was.
And they are going to be – they had three beers last night that they were serving. And they'll be serving six. Tom, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to tell you.
We're not registering at all.
All right.
So anyway, so, there are six. There'll be six brews and a great menu in the tap room. You go upstairs and there is a museum, the tour for the brewery tour, and then the theater. And Peggy's documentary was on a loop there last night.
You saw it last night?
I didn't see it because we had to go to Andrea's.
Ah, well, yeah. There was a lot going on yesterday. So anyway, that was a nice thing. So in case you haven't picked up on it, this is good old Dixie beer that you know going back a long, long way. And it's still there. And it took a lot of hits during the hurricane. But that family that had the saints and
It's Gail Benson. It's got a story of two resurrections, actually.
Tell me about it.
What'd you say, Doug? Doug said something. I know. I don't know what to say, Doug. I just don't. I don't know what to say about that.
We'll keep trying it and just keep going. Wait. We've got to turn another one. That's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Did that do any good?
It would help if you talk.
Okay.
If you talked.
This is right.
To the mic.
This is where that is. Okay.
Talking into the mic would be really good.
Yeah. Okay. Moving right along.
Anyway, Gail Benson has the first time it was resurrected was in 1985, when the family that brought Barks Root Beer to the city resurrected it then. And then Katrina, we lost it again. And now Gail Benson stepped in to help out this time. So I think the Bensons actually bought it. So anyway, there were lots of speeches. They were all fun. It was a great story, and it was a good party. And I highly recommend it for someone who would like to do something fun. I mean, it's really, really nice.
Yeah. Well,
from
what I gather, they are going to be serving food in there, and it's going to develop. And you can also watch how beer is made, too. That's going to be pretty interesting. I went up to one of the areas where they were showing that off, and it was unique.
I'm going to go get a lozenge.
You want a lozenge?
I have to go get a lozenge. Go ahead.
Okay. I've got some up here if you want. Okay, we have lozenges here on the food show because you never know when you're going to need one. You know what I mean? That's what everybody says these days. You know what I mean? With everything. While we're waiting on this, there is something that a couple of weeks ago I said, let's as a kind of a theme for our program today, instead of not having a theme at all, we decided to talk about beef. And not particularly steaks, and not particularly hamburger either, but a different kind of approach to this. And I thought we could get somewhere with it. And we did for a while. But what I was really hoping for was to have another one that got started in order to get into specific things like steaks. And today, just because the way things worked out around the Coolwater Ranch, did y'all go out for a steak, or you were thinking, or you were telling me,
that we were talking about that for tonight.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Andrea's. So we went to Andrea's after.
Yeah, Andrea was
party.
Having.
He it was a lovely party.
He had a full house.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a big menu. It was a six item menu. over courses, six courses is what it was. And anyway, it was a little bit of everything and kind of all his best things, too. So that was something to see. He also had a good singer there who and yet another one who I know very well. He's a doctor, but he's a good singer, too.
Yeah.
Who would go and think that? So anyway, it wound up being a good good day for just about everybody, including me. Sometimes I feel like I've had my fit of or my fill of Chef Andrea, but it was very well put together.
It was a sweet party. It was really nice.
Yeah, I think we'll be talking to him a little bit later on. But you know what I thought I would add from this point of view, and that is, how about we do look at the steaks that are out there and not just treat it like just beef done this way or that way. How we haven't talked about steaks in quite a while. And why not? Why not? Let's hear from you about that. Now, if you have something else you'd rather talk about, go ahead and call us. That's all. We don't have a rule about that. We just love to have you call us, and we just rip and roar away. And we'd love to hear from you no matter where. 260-6368.
I know you love this, Tom. I think we're going to hear from Timely today.
Oh, yeah? How come?
Because I love Timely.
Oh,
and because I think Timely is a good radio bit, despite your objections.
Huh?
Yes.
Me? Objections?
Uh-huh.
I didn't say that.
Yes, they're doing a very cool thing,
I think it's fun. Yeah. Well, you know, whatever puts a smile on
our faces.
These
kids on Instagram, what can you say? These kids on Instagram.
Yeah.
260-6368 is the number.
I can't get over it. Yeah.
You would like to chat with us? We are here to do that with you.
Yeah, you would love to hear from us,
very
too.
Very happy to do that.
I would hope to.
So last night I had poutine.
Poutine?
Nope.
No?
Poutine. Poutine.
Oh, poutine.
Uh-huh.
This is where you take...
It's the Canadian thing that you object to.
You melt the cheese.
It's fries with cheese curds, which is the same thing as cheese. I don't understand the difference, really.
Well, it's pretty primitive. Let's just say that. Up in the north there, in Canada.
It's Canadian.
They just, they're
eating
it all the time.
Actually, it's moving down because I'm seeing poutine on a lot of menus down here. I don't understand it. I mean, it's basically cheese fries.
Mm-hmm.
And we should stick to our cheese fries and let them call it poutine. But last night it was an interesting application of poutine.
How would you describe poutines? If you could, wouldn't mind.
It's cheese fries. It's cheese fries with with something on top of it. So we have what we call debris cheese fries. And so it's just roast beef gravy on top of cheese and fries. Anyway, last night, the folks from Fête au Fête. Yes, I'm a huge fan of Fête au Fête.
Explain.
I first discovered Fête au Fête at the St. Roch Market.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this little booth along with everyone else. And apparently they share a kitchen. All of those vendors share a kitchen. So that must be kind of hairy because there's a lot of vendors in those markets. So Fête au Fête was serving these gigantic. You've heard the word ginormous, which is really silly word, but it actually does apply in this case.
Yeah.
It's a biscuit.
A biscuit.
Which is overflowing in the spirit of a muffin. So I made up the name Buffin for it because...
Buffin?
It's a biscuit that is gnarly. I mean, it doesn't look pretty in any way. It's not perfectly round. It's not a cut biscuit. It looks like a gnarly biscuit is what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic.
Really? No.
Gigantic.
What gives it the gigantosis?
Well, it's just a lot of stuff piled into the muffin tin, and then it explodes over. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I called these a buffin. This is when I first discovered Fête au Fête.
A buffin.
I made up the name Buffin, biscuit/muffin, Buffin. Anyway.
I have something that's kind of like this.
What's that?
They're cookies, really.
Uh-huh.
And they're very common. As a matter of fact, the place you find them is on Delta Airlines.
Biscoff.
Biscoff.
It was like something we're going to talk about every day.
Well, and it's interesting.
I think we're talking about Biscoff every single day on the food show now.
Biscoff, and what that means, where that's coming from, is biscuit is the bisque part, and then the cough is the coffee.
Yeah.
And so it's coffee that you drink with biscuits or vice versa.
It's biscuits that you drink with coffee. Anyway, yes, correct. Mm-hmm. So, Feto Fet, and we need to take a break. So I'll continue the story after the break. 260-6368, if you would like to chat with us, please do.
All right.
WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
Well, welcome back. It's the food show. It's unique in America as far as I've been able to tell. I've looked around for years and said, you know, does anybody know of a radio show that's on the air every single day for hours and has been around for 35 years? And no one has yet registered with anything on that regard. So I guess that we're still the only one. And I'm, you know, you want to challenge me on that? I'd like to hear if you've got
somebody
something.
Somebody sent me an email saying that there's someone in Homer, Alaska, which is doing something like this. But you got to wonder how much food is in Homer, Alaska.
Well, a lot, I guess, because you got to keep warm over there, and you got to.
I can't imagine that. Anyway. So back to Fet-O-Fet. So they are at three markets. Mm-hmm. Fet-O-Fet started the St. Rock Market, and they moved to the Auction House, and then they added a third location in the Pythian. So all three of these small spaces, Fet-O-Fet has been there. So now you will be able to eat the food of Fet-O-Fet at the Dixie Brewery.
Why is the fat such a thing in your mind?
I don't
know. Excellent.
I don't know, Tom.
Great job.
I don't know. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. I had to switch lozenges because I tried this Coldies.
Yeah.
But I feel like the Coldies is kind of erasing.
Erasing?
The back of my mouth. So I'm switching now to the Halls.
Oh, well.
But I've been sort of living on those for the last couple of days.
Oh, anyway. Well, it'll pass over someday, and you'll never remember it.
Back to the Dixies, though. So tomorrow at 11 o'clock, they open for everyone.
Yeah, and this is at the Dixie Brewery,
yeah.
But did you notice, well, you must have noticed, or else you wouldn't have been able to get there, but getting to
is a little tricky.
I'm the kind of mind-dead individual that I would get lost around there.
Yes. And my GPS got lost.
And that one had a couple of railroad tracks on top of that, so that was really different.
I don't know if anybody remembers the movie What's Up, Doc?
What's Up, Doc? It's hilarious.
And where she sends the girlfriend to 569 Darilla Street, and she's just, you know, she says to the taxi driver, says, do you want me to wait? And she said, yes, and he drives off. And it's just one of those neighborhoods where you don't want to be stuck. So last night, we're down by the port, and the streets are nothing but potholes, like nothing but potholes. And it's wet, and it's foggy, and it's dark, and that's where my GPS sends me. And I'm thinking, this cannot be it. So it wasn't it, of course, but I thought of that movie and the 569 or whatever it is, Darilla Street. Mm-hmm. And we turned around and bumped our way out of there till we found it. And it's just it's like a beacon in the night.
Yeah. A beacon is dark. It was darker.
It was lighted, and it was a very welcome sight after all the dead ends that we did last night. Anyway, 260-6368. What?
The question came up about steaks, because we were talking about steaks earlier tonight, or this afternoon, I guess. Lately, people have been calling our program with more steak questions, although it had been off for a long, long time. And it's funny, whatever we talk about on the air, it fluxes back and forth, back and forth. Today, we genuinely are in the thrall of something about steak. Now, if you've got something else you'd rather talk about, just go ahead and do it. You're always welcome to do anything here on our program. But I thought let's point our finger.
Yes, it's obvious we don't have standards, don't you think?
What?
The lack of standards is obvious. 260-6368. Yes, yeah, steaks. Tom, in case What's you haven't
steak?
Noticed,
yeah.
wants to talk about steak. So
mm-hmm. yeah,
we are entertaining calls about steaks. So back to Andreas. It was a lovely evening. We had a lot of people that listened to the show that were there.
There were people all over the place who wanted me to sign their
books. Yeah.
Books. Yeah. Well, the funny thing was it's Chef Andrea's cookbook, but I wrote it.
Yeah, and both signed it.
Well, we both signed it.
Which was nice.
I got the bigger one.
Yeah.
Because he's too busy. You know, he's got to keep on cooking.
Well, it was nice when he came out after everything was over, and he came out and sat with us, and everybody poured bubbly, and they cut the cake. And I was watching how generous the slices of cake were.
Yeah, that was big.
And I was worried he was going to run out because usually you have a three-tiered cake, and when it's all said and done and everyone's had all the cake they can eat, there's still like half a cake left.
Yeah.
But Andrea, every time I looked at it, it was shrinking and shrinking, and they still hadn't delivered cake to our part of the room. And I was thinking, oh, my gosh, this might be the first time I ever see a cake run out. But it didn't run out. But it was just like a tiny quarter of the bottom layer left, which is less cake than I've ever seen on a tiered cake before that remains. Anyway, it was a cake that he did himself. It was chocolate on the inside, and it was a whipped cream-based icing. And so it was nice. All of that was nice. Tom had, we shouldn't say this, but Tom got a special thing.
Who?
Well, you got grilled pompano. Which was not on the menu for anyone else. But we came so late because Tom wanted me to drive the prom night route.
Oh, the prom night route. Yeah.
So we left New Orleans East and drove the prom night route until we got lost and I got mad. And then we went to Andrea's after that. But we really had time to get lost because we got to Andrea's and they hadn't even had entrees yet. So Tom got some grilled pompano. I didn't realize pompano was such a teeny tiny fish.
It usually isn't.
Little
that was
baby fish.
I must have told him, don't give me a big plate full because I can't eat all that much. It's design. The whole point of that kind of fish is to keep it to be very small on top of the that's what we had
there
to
was
do.
A little, very tiny, like thinner than
it's
Dover
very thin,
sole.
Yeah. And he, whenever he does commercials over here, he always
like a 1/16 of an inch thick.
He mentions in passing about that.
I didn't realize it was that little of a fish.
Well,
I mean, I've seen them before, but they've never been that little.
Well, if you ever want to get some, don't buy anything like that. Go to the store and you'll find some of these pompanos. They're quite thick. They're very nice and meaty, and easily for two people. Nobody's going to be.
Well, it was a cute fish. It looked like was it a pompano? Was that pompano?
Well, you know, there's some debate about that because there are two different varieties of pompano.
Like
And some of them come out of the Gulf of Mexico, and some of them go a little farther out than that.
Well,
and so you have to catch them at the right time because you can bring them in sometimes and there's nothing there. And I think I got that, but it was just the perfect amount for me.
It was perfect for what you asked for.
Well, I wasn't all that hungry.
I know,
so
it was a beautiful plate because we'd eaten all the crab cakes.
Some
great crab cakes at the party.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tom got...
Tom me, okay.
You went for the bread pudding. There was a dessert table of bread pudding and beignets. These were the lightest beignets I've ever seen.
Very light. Almost
and the
float
bread pudding
away.
Was the heaviest bread pudding you've ever seen. And what's funny about it is that you thought the bread pudding was awful.
The one that I had... was overly baked, and it was hard to eat because I didn't. They gave you these these forks and knives, but they didn't work. So they, and, you know, that held things up. But they tasted okay, but they didn't pull together in any way that I felt like I was going to drop it on the floor every second.
Well, there was a woman in the elevator.
There was a woman in the elevator.
There were a couple of women in the elevator.
A couple of women.
It was us. First of all, Gail Benson was there with a security team. And so she was leaving, and she went in an elevator by herself with her security team.
Makes sense.
And the rest of us just waited until it came back up. And then when we all got in, it was two women and their husbands and us, and the two women were talking about, one was eating a beignet, and she was marveling about how light it was. And the other one was talking about how great the beignet was, too, and how much she loved the bread pudding. And so I was expecting you to say that you really liked the bread pudding, but in fact you said the opposite, that it was, what was it, hard and like a cookie or something? So maybe the fact, but she said she never eats bread pudding. So maybe she just doesn't have enough to compare it to.
Well, could be. That makes sense to me.
But I thought I thought all the food upstairs was better than the food downstairs, which was crab cakes.
Well, there
upstairs.
There were so many people running around on the first floor, so that was
and
probably.
And crostini with shrimp remoulade on top. And they had some other kind of thing, and I don't know what it was. It seemed like it was like a ball of fried dough, but maybe it was a hush puppy or something. I don't know.
I don't know. What was good was really good, and what wasn't was, you know, then we'd look at it tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. We're coming to you live from our studio, and what we are doing is talking about food, restaurants, cooking, you know, all of this. But the main particular on the magic of putting air in the sky, you know, that's what we do. We put it in the
earth. I think it's already in the sky.
Yeah.
The sky's made of air.
So anyway, there was...
Correct me if I'm wrong.
We were talking about the steaks. And,
would someone please call about steaks for Tom?
No, we will.
I think someone needs to call about steaks
Tom. We'll have it.
Tom has steaks on the brain. We're going to talk about steaks.
You're the one who started it. I mean, you mentioned, why don't we go somewhere for a steak tonight? Which is a good idea, for sure, no doubt about it. But anyway, we got into that a little bit.
Now I'm going to start calling you Plug Honeycutt, Tom.
Plug Honeycutt?
I'm not going to go into that story again.
Let's hope not.
I did look up that book, though.
Yeah.
And you can get it on Amazon. Well. So if you have kids, soap, don't forget the soap. Let's take a break. Listening to WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
It's the Food Show on 105.3 FM HD2. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. And Gregory, I'm going to ask you to go on hold for a minute because I have Peggy Scott Laborde
over
here.
No, you don't.
I don't?
Not yet.
I don't? Oh, she's on her way.
No.
Well, I hope so.
Anyway, hi, Gregory.
Okay, Gregory, sorry about that.
Hey, Mary.
You got a good break there.
Hey, Marianne,
well,
I love that voice. It's kind of like a Scotch and soda voice you got.
There's no doubt about that.
It sounds so viral, doesn't it?
No.
I like it. It's sexy.
You have,
it sounds like the kind of voice you want to be separated by the airwaves with, you know? You wouldn't want to be in the same room with it. Go ahead, what?
Without the virus, the voice is sexy, okay?
Okay.
So, Gregory, what's up?
Yeah.
Come on in.
I'm walking in. I'm trying to find the orange chair. Oh, there it is. I found
it. Orange chair.
The orange chair. Sitting on
it's
the orange
same
chair.
Same color as my lozenges. Go ahead, Gregory.
Hey, listen, I saw you guys last night. I didn't get a chance to talk to you guys. I was just, you know, talking to so many people. And I wanted to come see you. But it's like, you know, I think that place is fabulous. I think what Tom and Gail Benson have done to bring Dixie beer back to New Orleans is an incredible thing. And I was just there for the beer. I was here for the beer. That's all I was. And, I didn't really care much about the food. I mean, some of it was good. Some of it, eh. But, you know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
You're there for the beer. That's it. Yes.
I was here for the beer.
Yeah.
And that was their first batch out of that new facility. So a lot of New Orleanians that remember the old Dixie. You see, Tom, do you remember years ago when they had a problem with the hop house and the formula
I sure
got
do.
Ruined?
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
when Yeah, like it went through a bad spell. And
a few of those, I think.
I was about to say that it happened more than once.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. They tried to keep it up. They tried to keep it up. God bless them. That old brewery on Tulane Avenue. I mean, that's anybody that grew up in New Orleans, especially as old as I am and as old as you are. I mean, that was like an icon of beer in New Orleans. Yeah. My parents drank it. Of course, they also drank Jack's and they also drank Falstaff. But Dixie had a special place in a lot of people's hearts, and it's so good to see it back in New Orleans. Believe me, I'm not trying to say this because I'm on any kind of payroll, but I had a wonderful time last night seeing the facility and doing the tour.
It was quite a party.
Talking to the general manager, yeah, it was really incredible. The only thing I couldn't do, because I was supposed to go, I missed you guys at Andrea's anniversary, and I wish I could have made it there.
I think if you were to walk in there, you would get him to do a derby for you, especially
for you.
Really I know
sweet.
That,
but it was getting kind of late by the time I had left the East, and I had other things to do. But I know if I had walked into Andrea's, he would have had the grappa out at the end of the night, like he always does. He likes to pull out the grappa.
He is
a hoot. God bless him. 35 years at the same place.
It was it was a fun, sweet party. It was
good. I'm sorry I missed that one. You know,
yeah, me too.
You guys are like that. You guys can do parties in two parties in one night. I can't do that.
We're party animals. What can we say?
Obviously. I wanted to say. Oh, golly, it was just on my mind. I should write a list now. I got a lot of things.
Everybody else has a list. Go ahead and write yours.
Mm-hmm. you guys, it was on yesterday's show. I was listening.
Pies?
What was it? Yeah, it was about pies. The best pie in the world is a homemade pie, of course. It has to be homemade.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite pie is a pecan pie.
No, oh, I love
and
those.
It has to have pecans all the way in through the corns. It has to be from the bottom to the top, full of pecans.
Uh-huh.
And I like it, believe it or not, I like it warm with ice cream on top, vanilla ice cream. Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you guys looked marvelous last night. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to say hello, but I saw you guys, and I was like, I was trying to make it, and then I got tapped on the shoulder. I walked another way. That place is humongous.
Yeah, it is.
That brewery is just. I am like beaming right now. I am so proud of what Mr. Benson and what Dale is doing. I mean, this is going to be nothing but good for New Orleans, Tom.
Uh-huh.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yep.
Yeah, we have been pretty lucky with that lately, so here it is. All right, well, thank you. I appreciate your stopping in.
All right, you guys. Love you. Bye.
Thank you. It's the food show. Did we find Peggy yet? I mean,
Peggy's coming in at four.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. 260-6368 is our telephone number. We'd love to hear from you about that or anything else on your mind. Can you pick me up now? Has that gotten any better? Just checking.
Don't ask me. Talk to Doug.
Well, yeah. Anyway, 260-6368. And the theme of the program today, which you can completely ignore if it doesn't appeal to you, is steaks.
Ooh, I was about to say, is it steaks?
Yeah, it's steaks. And you know, a lot of people drink a lot and eat drink too, but they drink.
Eat a lot of steak.
And eat a lot of steaks. Mm-hmm. And
picture this, Tom.
Hammond. Is
Dixie beer,
yeah,
a steak,
yeah,
and pecan pie.
Sounds good. Do you think it does? I mean, it sounds good to me.
Yeah, that's just what we're talking about so far.
Yeah.
Anyway, today in the 4 o'clock hour,
mm-hmm.
we have a busy 4 o'clock hour.
Yeah. Here.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. And
we have Peggy Scott Laborde. Who's going to be on to talk about the her documentary on Dixie Beer.
Well, good, because she does a lot of those things.
We never see her anymore, so I'm really glad that we ran into her last night. And then we have Timely.
I hear they're coming over.
Who I know Tom loves, but I actually do think Timely is loads of fun. And they have a really, based on their Instagram, at Timely and the Toaster, they have had an interesting 2 weeks, maybe, since the last time we spoke.
I don't know.
And I'm very interested in talking to them and hearing from them, because I've been reading their Instagram, but hearing them tell it, I think, will be very interesting. One of the big things in your almanac today, Tom, is lobster thermidor.
Lobster thermidor. Uh-huh. It's named after the warm season of summer.
Uh-huh.
It used to be the name of July was thermidor. No, it's not thermidor. What is it?
Now, someone called up and said that they had had this discussion with you once before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably so.
You people are the most engaged people I've ever seen.
Who?
Oh, great. Oh, it's perfect. Oh,
perfect timing, yeah.
Now.
And now it's time for a visit
Andrea,
with...
Andrea, you must have read my mind.
Chef Andrea, who we were just talking about, and now here he is.
He is basking in the afterglow of his triumph last night.
How you like that?
Sarah.
Buon pomeriggio.
There you
that
go.
Too. That will help, yeah.
If I tried to say that in my current state, I would hurt myself.
Wonderful. I was glad to... it's a beautiful day outside, gorgeous inside. A lot of bountiful dishes and really outstanding fresh pompano, some flounder. We have some beautiful, gorgeous flounder, amberjack, gorgeous, beautiful amberjack, lightly pan-seared sauté with the Walter spinach, Fiorentina style, and a little bit touch of aglio olio, peperoncino. That's a mamma mia. And, of course, we have the, I guess, favor. We got a lot of compliment on the soup today. It's an appetizer, including the meal, and there's a seafood chowder. That's a really, absolutely mamma mia.
Mamma mia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of my guests' favorite soup. And, of course, you get the desserts. We celebrate our 35th anniversary and still going to end of the month. $35 for a three-course meal, and goes until 10 o'clock tonight. Mm-hmm. And really outstanding, so beautiful. And
I'm sorry, I thought you were...
No, go ahead. Encourage everybody to come.
I wanted to thank you for something that is just a lot of fun for me, because whenever I go to a restaurant or any other place, you know, that where people hang out and do anything, they let me be fun, at least fun for me. And I don't know
Absolutely.
If that
no,
spreads
for me
to anybody else.
I love to be there.
But we had a ball. I mean, I would walk from table to table.
Yes.
Most of these people, I didn't know who they were, but they knew who I was, I guess. And
Correct.
We kept bouncing it back and forth, and it wound up being just, I thought, a really fun evening.
I'm glad you enjoyed
people,
it. I enjoyed having you and Marion. It was wonderful. And this family from Mississippi came here just to have a dinner and be with you, and they have the whole entire session, the whole credenza of you books and all the memorable, wonderful years that have been following you all over, and they have really enjoyed to be with you last night, taking pictures, the mother and daughter, the wife, and what a wonderful evening, and people,
awesome.
I mean, you know, just, I told you several times, people loving you, and you're a wonderful landmark for New Orleans, Louisiana, and North America.
You're an icon.
You're a great, wonderful, best
too.
Writer. And
No, stop that. Because
and a great singer.
I
love you to sing. I love you to sing. So you're a beautiful voice. I'm glad you enjoyed.
I used to be able to know how to sing, but
wonderful. Well, I always love to listen to you singing.
You know. Well, anyway, we had a great evening, and you had some other people who were good singers too. There was I can't remember his
Dr. Ventura.
Dr. Ventura. Okay.
Yes.
Boy, does he sing! He's operatic.
Where's he from, Andrea?
Argentina.
Oh, okay.
He's from Argentina.
He was born and raised in Argentina. The parents from Italy, from Naples. His mom and dad are immigrants in Argentina. He made my family, they have a restaurant in Buenos Aires, Lanús, and Pizzeria Nielo. And he used to go there when he was a student to become a doctor. And when he came to me, we didn't know that he was followed by my
I know,
family.
That's a fun story.
Isn't it wonderful? Unbelievable. Yeah.
And
then
small
world. His brother and my cousin, they went to school and they play football together. Soccer, you know.
Who,
soccer.
Roberto and Constantine?
No. My cousin Tonino from Argentina in Buenos Aires.
In Argentina. Okay.
With Dr. Ventura's brother, they were going to school together, played soccer together.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't know that. Unbelievable! What a small world.
It is.
Sometimes you never know.
It really is.
But yeah, he's a good singer too, and he plays here on the weekend. You know, Friday, Saturday, we have live music in Cabo Blue, and he comes here and enjoys singing. He's a very good singer.
He
loves this as a hobby. Besides being one of the best cardiologists, but also he got a big, huge award to be one of the top cardiologists in North America. So he's going to be inducted in March. And of course, we're happy for him because he deserves it. So wonderful.
Yeah.
That's
all right.
Great.
So what else you got going on over there?
Well, tonight we have a Cabo Blue, you know, the happy hours, still going at 7 o'clock. And then at 8 o'clock we have the musician. Jeff plays like Frank Sinatra music, and he's a very good too. He's outstanding. And then tomorrow night we have the opera people, and that's going on this weekend. And we encourage you. We open till 11 o'clock. If you have a nice cappuccino, a little desserts, and a little, you can come in Cabo Blue lunch, and we'd love to have you. You don't have to dress up. You're very casual, as you know. And we can dance in because we allow people dancing also. No cover charge. We don't cover charge at all. Always, we enjoy to having you. So.
All right.
Great.
Well,
number.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a great evening, and in fact, I know it was because I was there. But I'm glad you stopped in and said hello.
I love to sell it to you all the time. Yeah. Andrea, this is 834-8583. Thank you, Marion. Thank you, Tom. Have a wonderful
Andrea.
Weekend. We'll love to see you soon. Ciao, grazie.
Arrivederci
a tutti.
There he goes.
Let's go
Chef
right to
Andrea.
Steven.
Steven is here. Come on in.
Hey, I'm early. You're busy the next hour. Your nemesis has a second pie and tart book out.
Who does?
Martha Stewart has a new second one. It's a second book that she's done on pies and tarts.
Stephen likes to call up and taunt me with Martha Stewart.
Okay. Do we have time to talk about paprika?
Sure,
it's
why
paprika.
Not? Paprika.
Well, I haven't used paprika in years. So the other day I bought some, but I mean, I know they have like a smoked paprika, and I think that comes from Spain or somewhere.
Uh-huh. All right, here's the rules, Stephen. I'm making it up right now.
Okay.
If you are using this spice to do something exotic, like make your own Hungarian goulash,
yes,
which, by the way, is so much better than it sounds, then it's paprika. But if you're going to just sprinkle it on a baked potato, like we did when I was growing up, it's paprika.
Okay.
All right. So
I know your mother was such a gourmet.
What?
I know your mother was such a gourmet.
I know. So that's it. The way that you pronounce that word depends on the application you plan for that spice.
Okay. Now, is it spicy? I always thought we just put it on there for color, so that's sort of why I stopped using it many years ago. But is there really any flavor? It does have a flavor.
You can go either way with it. It can be spicy or it can be mild. And so you can actually pick that depending on what peppers you're starting with, because these things, they come out in different colors.
They're red peppers, right?
Pimento. They're red peppers.
Right.
That's exactly what they are.
Okay, yeah. And the way they treat it in a place like Hungary makes it really spicier than what we do. We have fake everything, as you know. Anyway.
Yeah. So, and the smoked paprika, is that a different plant
that's right.
They called it smoked?
That's right.
I mean,
it has another name, and I'm trying to remember what it is, but it's the same pepper, and I'll just allow it to dry. As a matter of fact, that pretty much applies to all of those things.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I didn't know whether I could take regular paprika and put it in a frying pan and cook it a little bit and make mm-hmm. smoked paprika out of regular paprika.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I think that the red peppers that they use to make it in Hungary are actually different from the ones here.
Sure.
They're much longer and redder. Anyway,
okay.
That's my contribution from my visit last year. What?
When you talk about pepper, are you talking about like a green pepper or a hot pepper?
Red pepper. It
could be either way. You can. Okay. It depends on how you buy it, who you buy it from. You'll see them both on the shelf.
I'm talking about a red bell pepper.
That's what it is.
Yeah. But the versions of them in Hungary, where it originated, are a deeper red and a longer pepper than the ones you see at Rouse's in a pile. 2 for $4.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it makes more sense, I guess, that it would be a more intense flavor if it's the real version.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And also on Emerald today, he was cooking with parsnips, and he was making chips.
Not much to say there.
Well, he said they were so wonderful. I mean, he kept going on about how wonderful these parsnips chips were.
Well, you know, that you like to make something like that romantic and beautiful, but it's really it's not too far from being a potato.
Yeah, but you know what? There's a brand called Tetra, I think, that has turnip
Six
chips
things.
And parsnip mm-hmm. chips and mm-hmm. all those kind of root
but
vegetable
that sounds good.
Chips.
Yeah,
it
sure.
is good. Mm-hmm. It is good. There's nothing wrong with them. They're
but
good.
Just know what it is before you dive into it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
all I
yeah.
say.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it looks like a carrot.
Yeah,
it looks like
exactly
a white carrot.
It looks like.
It looks like a colorless carrot, correct?
They were very popular in the early days of the United States.
They're beige.
Yeah,
and beige
okay.
is always gauche. What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'll let you get to the rest of your busy day. I'm sorry
well,
I missed you when we
well,
were talking
up.
About
you know,
Andrea's
okay.
party.
We're all right.
Thank you.
But thank you.
Okay.
See you later.
All right.
And you sound
you know
crabby.
What? That doesn't leave me any time to say what I wanted to say.
Oh.
And maybe we can take some calls on
go
this
ahead.
At the end
well,
of, at the, in the next hour.
Yeah,
well, we're
sure.
not talking to Peggy, and we're not talking to Timely.
Sure.
Today is the day that in 1922, Eskimo pies were introduced. I love Eskimo pies.
Wow.
Do you like Eskimo pies?
Sure, I do. That's how I got when I was a kid. I was.
Or Klondike yeah. bars. What's the difference in an Eskimo pie and a Klondike bar?
I don't know, but my guess would be they're pretty much the same.
Yeah. Mm. I think Klondike bars probably came after Eskimo pies. I think Klondike bars are square and Eskimo pies are round.
Mm-hmm.
But there's hard, I mean, how far off can you get from a blob of vanilla ice cream?
Not too far.
Coated
but...
and dipped in chocolate and then the whole thing frozen again. This is divine stuff, I think.
Yeah.
For me, anyway.
When I was a kid, I used to get them all the time.
Yeah, they're delicious.
And I made a distinction between two of them. One of them was very thick, but it was square. And the other one was oblong, but much narrower.
I think you're talking about an ice cream sandwich.
Ice cream sandwich, yeah.
Well, ice cream sandwich isn't an Eskimo pie. An ice cream sandwich actually has like a
What's
baked wafer on either side.
Tell me the difference.
And the Eskimo pie is simply dipped in chocolate. There's no baked part of it or any kind of wafer involved.
Mm.
It's just chocolate dipped with ice
news
cream.
News break time. We'll be back. We have more of the food show coming, right?
Top of the hour news ahead. And then
okay.
after that, we have Peggy Scott Labor to talk about her documentary on
right.
the new on Dixie Beer.
Uh-huh.
And then Timely in the next hour. 260-6368. If you want to talk to us, WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.